Happy Wednesday! You're listening to Mama Murdered a Podcast. I'm your host, AB. And this week on Mama Murdered a Podcast, we'll be covering the case of David Parker Ray, also known as the Toy Box Killer. This is a man who spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to build and create a toy box of his very own to hold, keep, torture, and rape the victims that he and his significant other would kidnap and hold in their toy box. Now, I normally don't do trigger warnings just because this is a true crime podcast and everything I talk about is triggering in one way or another. But if there was ever a case that deserved a trigger warning, it would be this case. It is extremely graphic, extremely hard to listen to, and especially since the first episode will basically be just where I've taken the audio tapes that David would play for his victims when they would wake up, tied up and bound in his toy box. So I'm basically taking his very own words and rereading them for you here, just so you can grasp how twisted this one man was. Just off the top of my head, I can think of rape, torture, animal abuse, and even bestiality, which is when humans have sex with animals. So after all of those trigger warnings, there's still some that I'm sure that I forgot. It's also important for me to say that during the rereading of David Parker Ray's own tapes that he played for his victims, there will also be way more swear words than what you're used to hearing here on this podcast, which will be the absolute least of your worries after you hear everything else that this man says. With that being said, this is not the episode to play in the car or the kitchen with your family and kids around. It's extremely graphic, and I'm not sure how many listeners are going to be able to listen all the way through. I'll try to take a few breaks in between the rereading of his audio tapes, but I've decided that I'll either need a breather during this or I'll have to push through and not stop or I won't be able to finish. So we'll have to see how that goes. This will definitely be a multi-part case, but I'm not sure how many parts it'll be yet, so we'll see. I will also add a timestamp of when the audio recording rereading is completed in the show description so that you can go through if you don't want to listen to that. You can just kind of start at the beginning, but the majority of this first episode will be the rereading of his audio tapes. They are so long and so graphic and so vile that it will probably be worthy of an episode by itself. So without further ado, let's get it. Imagine this. You've just woken up in a place that you've never been or seen before. You look around and you're surrounded by things and objects that you didn't even know existed. You're bound, you're gagged, you're naked. A light turns on and just like in every horror movie you've ever watched, as the light turns on, a tape starts to play over an intercom speaker. When the tape starts, you hear this. "Hello there, bitch. Are you comfortable right now?" I doubt it. Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded. You're disoriented and scared too, I would imagine. Perfectly normal under the circumstances. For a while at least, you need to get your shit together and listen to this tape. It is very relevant to your situation. I'm going to tell you in detail why you have been kidnapped, what's going to happen to you, and how long you'll be here. I don't know the details of your capture because this tape is being created July 23rd, 1993, as a general advisory tape for our future female captives. The information I'm going to give you is based on my experience dealing with captors over a period of several years. If at a future date there are any major changes in our procedures, the tape will be upgraded. Now, you're obviously here against your will, totally helpless. Don't know where you're at, don't know what's going to happen to you. You're very scared and maybe pissed off. I'm sure that you've already tried to get your wrists and ankles loose, and you know that you can't. Now you're waiting to see what's going to happen next. You're probably thinking that you're going to be raped, and you're fucking sure right about that. Our primary interest in you is what you have between your legs. You'll be raped thoroughly and repeatedly in every hole you've got. Basically, you've been snatched and brought here for us to train and use as a sex slave. Sound kind of far out? Well, I suppose it is to the uninitiated, but we do it all the time. It's going to take a lot of adjustment on your part, and you're not going to like it a fucking bit. But I don't give a big rat's ass about that. It's not like you're going to have any choice about the matter. You've been taken by force, and you're going to be kept and used by force. What all this amounts to is that you're going to be kept naked and chained up like an animal, to be used and abused at any time we want to, in any way that we want to. And you might as well start getting used to it, because you're going to be kept here and used until such time as we get tired of fucking around with you. And we will eventually. In a month or two, maybe three. It's no big deal. My lady friend and I have been keeping sex slaves for years. We both have a kinky hang-up involving rape, dungeon games, etc. We found that it's extremely convenient to keep one or two female captives available constantly to satisfy our particular needs. We're very selective when we snatch a girl to use for these purposes. It goes without saying that you have a fine body and you're probably young, maybe very young. Because for our purposes, we prefer to snatch girls in the early to mid-teens, sexually developed but still small-bodied, scared shitless, easy to handle, and easy to train. And they usually have tight little pussies and assholes. They make perfect slaves. Anytime we go on a hunting trip, if we can't find a little teenager, we usually start hitting gay bars, looking for a well-built, big-tittied lesbian. I thoroughly enjoy raping and screwing around with lesbians. And there's not as much danger of them carrying sexually transmitted diseases. Because I don't like using condoms. Also, even though they're a little older, unless they've been playing with dildos a lot, they still have tight holes between their legs, like the younger girls. If we can't find a lesbian that we want, we'll snatch anything that's young, clean, and well-built. We very seldom come back empty-handed, because there's plenty of bitches out there to choose from. And with a little practice in deception, most of them is very easy to get with little risk. At this point, it makes no difference what category you fall into. You're here, and we're going to make the most of it. You're going to be kept in a hidden slave room. It's relatively soundproof, escape-proof, and it's completely stocked with devices and equipment to satisfy our sexual fantasies and deviations. There may or may not be another girl with you in the room. Occasionally, for variety, we like to keep two slaves at the same time. In either case, as the new girl, you'll definitely be getting the most attention for a while. Now, as I said earlier, you're going to be kept like an animal. I guess I've been doing this too long. I've been raping bitches ever since I was old enough to jerk off and tie little girls' hands behind their backs. As far as I'm concerned, you're a pretty piece of meat to be used and exploited. I don't give a flying fuck about your mind or how you feel about the situations. You may be married, have a kid or two, boyfriend, girlfriend, a car payment, fuck it. I don't give a rat's ass about any of that, and I don't want to hear about it. Something you're going to have to deal with when you're turned loose. I make it a point to never like a slave, and I fucking sure don't have any respect for you. Here, your status is no more than that of one of the dogs or one of the animals out in the barn. Your only value to us is the fact that you have an attractive, usable body. And, like the rest of the animals, you'll be fed and watered, kept in good physical condition, kept reasonably clean, and allowed to use the toilet when necessary. In return, you're going to be used hard, especially during the first few days while you're new and fresh. You're going to be kept chained in a variety of positions, usually with your legs and knees forced wide apart. Your pussy and asshole's going to get a real workout, especially your asshole because I'm into animal sex. Also, both of those holes are going to be subject to a lot of use with some rather large dildos, among other things. And it goes without saying that there's going to be a lot of oral sex on numerous occasions. You're going to be forced to suck cock and eat pussy until your jaws ache and your tongue is sore. You may not like it, but you're fucking sure going to do it, and that's the easy part. Our fetishes and hang-ups include stringent bondage, dungeon games, a little sadism, nothing serious, but uncontrollable and sometimes painful. Just a few little hang-ups that we like when we're getting off on a bitch. If you're a young teeny bopper and ignorant about fetishes and deviations, you're about to get a real enlightening crash course in sex. Who knows? You may even like some of it. It happens occasionally. If we want to take the time and trouble, even under these conditions, most bitches can be brought to orgasm. Now, I've already told you that you're going to be here a month or two, maybe three, if you keep us turned on. If it was up to my lady, we'd keep you indefinitely. She says it's just as much fun and less risky. But personally, I like variety. Fresh pussy now and then to play with. We take 4 or 5 different girls each year, depending on our urges, and sometimes an accidental encounter. Basically, I guess we're like predators. We're always looking. Occasionally, some sweet thing will be broke down on the side of the road, walking, bicycling, jogging. Anytime an opportunity like that presents itself, if it's not too risky, we'll grab her. Even if we've already got a captive in the playroom, variety is definitely the spice of life. Now,
I'm sure that you're a great little piece of ass and you're going to be a lot of fun to play with, but I will get tired of you eventually. If I killed every bitch that we kidnapped, there'd be bodies strung all over the country. And besides, I don't like killing a girl unless it's absolutely necessary. So I've devised a safe, alternative method of disposal. I had plenty of bitches to practice on over the years, so I pretty well got it down pat. And I enjoy doing it. I get off on mind games. After we completely get through with you, you're going to be drugged up real heavy with a combination of sodium pentothal and phenobarbital. They're both hypnotic drugs that'll make you extremely susceptible to hypnosis, auto-hypnosis, and hypnotic suggestion. You're going to be kept drugged for a couple of days while I play with your mind. By the time I get through brainwashing you, you're not going to remember a fucking thing about this little adventure. You won't remember this place, us, or what happened to you. There won't be any DNA evidence because you'll be bathed and both holes between your legs will be thoroughly flushed out. You'll be dressed, sedated, and turned loose on some back road, bruised, sore all over, but nothing that won't heal up in a week or two. The thought of being brainwashed may not be appealing to you, but we've been doing this a long time and it works. And it's the lesser of two evils. I'm sure that you would prefer that in lieu of being strangled or having your throat cut. Okay, undoubtedly somebody's going to be looking for you. There may or may not be a missing persons report, but nobody's going to be looking for you here. They don't have any idea where you're at. You don't even know where you're at. We're always very careful about that. There's not going to be any knights in shining armor coming to rescue you. You are strictly on your own. And under the circumstances, I bet that's a scary thought. If there is another girl in the room, she won't be able to help you either, because she's going to be in the same position you're in. As for escaping, I'm sure you'll try to figure a way out. That's human nature. But it's not hardly even worth talking about here. It would not be prudent, on our part, to have you running around in the woods screaming rape. It would be an embarrassment, to say the least. Consequently, you're going to be kept in an environment that's even more secure than a prison cell. If it's not already been done, very shortly, a steel collar is going to be padlocked around your neck. It has a long, heavy chain that is padlocked to a ring in the floor. The collar will never be removed until you're turned loose. It's a permanent fixture. The hidden playroom where you're going to be kept has steel walls, floors, and ceilings. It's virtually soundproof and has steel doors with two locks. The hinges are welded on there, and there are two heavy deadbolts on the outside. The room is totally escape-proof, even with tools. Any time that you're left unattended in the room, your wrists will be chained and there will be electric sensors to, let us know if you move around too much. And if that's not enough, there's a closed-circuit TV system with a surveillance camera. It's wired to the main TV in the living room so we can check on you once in a while. Or just sit and watch you for the fun of it. Electronics is a wonderful thing. Expensive, but, hell, everything in the room's expensive, and damn well worth it. If everybody knew how much fun it was to keep a slave, half the women would be chained up in somebody's basement. Anyway, we've had a lot of practice at this, and, we're not real concerned about you escaping. You're fucking sure not gonna go anywhere. Now, if you're not already naked, you soon will be. Your clothing will be bagged and saved until such time as we decide to turn you loose. As far as being naked goes, you might as well get used to it. For what you're going to be used for, clothing would just get in the way. Besides, I like watching a naked woman's body. All of it, whether it be in a room or on the TV set. As I've already said, you'll be fed and watered on a regular basis. Not as much of either as you're used to, I'm sure, but enough to keep you healthy. You'll be fed once a day, just like the rest of the animals. And during the first few days, until you adjust to it and your stomach shrinks up, you're going to feel a little weak and you'll be hungry all the time. It won't take long, 3 or 4 days, and during the first few days until you adjust to the environment, I prefer to keep you in a weakened condition anyways. Now, you already know that you've been kidnapped and brought here for us to train and use as a sex slave. I realize that being abducted and being forced into sex slavery is a hard pill to swallow. Some girls really have a lot of trouble with it, and I'm sure that you will too, to a certain extent. But face it, you can't get away and you can't say no. You're going to be naked all the time. You won't be able to struggle or resist. You're going to have to lay there and take it, good or bad, no matter what is being done to you. A scary thought? Yes. But there is no other option. Nothing that you can say or do will change the fact that it's going to happen. Many girls beg and plead, almost all of them cry a lot, especially during the first 3 or 4 days, and some of them scream and threaten. But I have a poster on the wall in the playroom that says it all. If they're worth taking, they're worth keeping. And I'm going to tell you, just so you know, since you're being kept here against your will, We will never trust anything you say, do, or promise. You are a potential threat to us, and you will always be treated as such. On numerous occasions, bitches have told me that they'd do anything I wanted them to if I would just take the chains off. I've been offered ransom money, and I've even had girls tell me that they like it. But I like to use the chains, money's not that important, and masochists are rare as hell. I wonder what your scam's gonna be. Not anything I haven't heard before, I bet, if you get the chance to talk at all. Well, let's change the subject a little bit. You already know for the most part that you're gonna be kept in the playroom, but once in a while, we like to take the captives into the bedroom. In chains, of course. Also, we have a couple of real close friends that we party with once in a while. They know about our hang-ups, and they don't have any problem with fucking a slave. You may be required to service them occasionally, but that's an easy one for the most part, just fucking and sucking. They don't get into the heavier stuff. However, when we have a party, sometimes I like to put on a little show that you won't like at all. You'll be taken into the living room and put on the floor on your hands and knees, naked. Your wrists, ankles, knees, and hips will be strapped to a metal frame to hold your body into that position. The frame is designed for doggy fucking. Your ass up in the air, sex organs exposed, your tits hanging down on each side of the metal support bar, knees spread about 12 inches. The position similar to that of a bitch dog in heat, right in the middle of the floor so we can sit on the couch and in the chairs and watch. I'm going to rub canine breeder's musk on your back, on the back of your neck, and on your sex organs. Now, I have 3 dogs. I love a male because I don't need any fucking pups. One of them's a very large German Shepherd that's always horny, and he loves it when I bring him into the house to fuck a woman. After I let him in the house, he'll sniff around you a little bit, and within a minute, he'll be mounting you. There's about a 50-50 chance which hole he'll get his penis into, but it doesn't seem to bother him whether it's the pussy or the asshole. His penis is pretty thin, it goes in easy, but it's about 10 inches long. And when he gets completely excited, it gets a hell of a knot right in the middle of it. Oof. All right, I gotta stop for a minute, y'all. Oh. Let's all go Google chubby babies and puppies and kittens and not think about this for a minute. Be right back. Inserting some kind of uplifting music here. And go. About y'all, but I felt like I needed that. I even let the whole song play. So I guess we will jump right back in where we left off. It goes in easy, but it's about 10 inches long, and when it gets completely excited, it gets a hell of a knot right in the middle of it. Now, I've had slaves tell me that it feels like they've got a baseball inside of them. It doesn't take long. He's gonna hump you real fast for about 3 or 4 minutes, and while he's doing it, he'll wrap his front legs around your chest to hold himself into position. And in the process, he'll probably scratch your tits up a little bit with his claws. But after he gets through, he usually turns around and tries to pull out. Oh, he'll jerk a little, not too much, mostly just steady pressure. And I've timed it. The knot will usually shrink up enough to come out of your pussy in about 3 minutes. If he's in your asshole, about 5 minutes. I don't use the dog all that often, but I don't deprive him of pussy either. There's no doubt that he's going to be in you a few times while you're here, because I like watching it. And any time it's just you, me, and the dog, it'll always be in your butt. The dog knotting his penis is big and extremely uncomfortable when he's, pushing it back and forth way up in your anus. I really enjoy watching a girl wiggle, jerk, and squirm around while he's doing it. Consequently, I give him a little, assistance getting it in the right hole. Now, if you think all this stuff is sick and deprived, you haven't seen anything yet. This is a whole different world. Among our small circle of friends, little things like rape, kidnapping, doggy fucking, stuff like that's an everyday occurrence. Here, anything can happen, and often does. We like living in the mountains because it's quiet, secluded, private, and everybody minds their own business. The only closed house belongs to our friends, and they don't see or hear anything. Okay, let's talk about, your training. The rules and punishment. Here, you're a slave, and discipline is extremely strict. You're going to be given a set of rules, things that you can and cannot do. And you will learn to comply, because each time you violate a rule, you will be punished. As soon as each rule is told to you, it'll become law as far as you're concerned. And you know what's going to happen every time you fuck up? We'll use a couple of methods of punishment. A whip is an excellent training aid. So is an electroshock machine. Anytime you get out of line, one or both will be used on your body. And I can assure you, it will not be pleasant. There's not many rules, and they're very easy to remember. But you're going to make mistakes. Every slave does. I don't like repeat offenders. It gets me very upset. During the first few hours, and the first time you violate a certain rule, the tape skips a little bit here and it picks back up at a teaching process. The second time you violate the same rule, you'll be lightly punished. The third time you violate, it's going to be full punishment. After the first day, we won't cut you any slack at all. We will expect total obedience. Now, let's start this off right. You are a slave. You don't realize it yet, but you will eventually. I'm your master, and the lady is your mistress. You will be totally docile. You'll be very quiet, and you'll speak only when spoken to. Never initiate conversation. Keep your mouth shut. Anytime that you are spoken to, you will be required to respond, and it will be with proper speech. Remember that you are in the dungeon game, and as long as you are here, it's the only game in town. Anytime that you're asked a question where a yes or no answer is required, you will respond by saying, yes, master, no, mistress, no, master, etc. You will show proper respect. And having to use the word master or mistress may sound funny, petty, or vain to you, but that's all right. If you choose not to do it, you can laugh while being whipped or while your body's convulsing under the electroshock machine. You will respond to commands without protest or resistance. Do exactly what you're told and nothing else. Remember that here you are a slave, and failure to respond to a command will definitely get you in trouble. If I decide to rape you in your pussy or in your asshole, you don't resist or struggle. When I tell you to spread your legs or pull them back, you say yes, master, and obey the command. Because to do anything less will only get you beaten. If I tell you I want to be sucked off, you say yes, master, and open your mouth. I love oral sex when it's done right. And you're going to be taught exactly the way I like it. How to use your lips and tongue. We'll be practicing a lot, and each time, when I get ready to come, I'm going to push my penis down your throat and keep it there until I get through squirting. I'm going to choke you, but you need to learn to hold your breath and to swallow every bit of my sperm. If I see one drop leaking out of your mouth, I'm going to punish you. Basically, it's going to be the same with your mistress. If she demands oral sex, you say yes, mistress, and respond. She will also teach you exactly what she likes, and you will keep using your tongue on her pussy until she gets off. Now, I can't foresee what kind of bitch you're going to be, how you feel about oral sex, or any of that shit, but I'm going to tell you this. If, during oral sex, or at any other time, should you bite one of us, I'm going to cut you a little bit. I'll cut your nipple off for a starter, and if it's a bad bite, I'll cut your whole tit off too. That may sound harsh, but your teeth are serious weapons, and we're not going to tolerate any shit from you. I have been bitten and I have cut nipples off, so don't fuck around. That's enough about that. Remember the commands. Yes, master, no, mistress. If your mistress should come into the room and tells you to get down on the floor or to lay on the floor, you say yes, mistress, and then you lay down on the floor exactly the way she told you to. She tells you to pull your knees up, you say yes, mistress, and pull your knees up. She tells you to spread your knees, you say yes, mistress, and spread them wide apart, and then hold them there so she can play with your pussy or use dildos or whatever. A slave must obey every command and offer no resistance. Remember that. Never say no unless it's justified, like in response to a question. If either one or both of us decide to put you in a different bondage position, the chains will be taken off various parts of your body, wrists and ankles, and never off your neck. Don't kick, struggle, or resist in any way. If you do, you're going to be in a world of hurt. If you're told to hold your leg out so a chain can be attached to your ankle, you say yes, master, or yes, mistress, and you hold your leg out. For repeated rule violations, the punishments are eventually going to become more harsh and even more brutal, and you won't have anyone to blame but yourself. Now, I should also tell you that there's going to be times when the whip and electroshock is used, not for punishment, but for our pleasure. The difference will be that when it's done for our pleasure, the whip strokes will be much lighter. They'll sting like hell, but they won't have that burning sensation and leave welts that hurt for hours. As for the electroshock machine, the voltage will be turned down. It won't be that harsh electricity that, makes your body convulse and jerk all over the table. You haven't experienced any of that yet, but I'm sure that you will. To avoid these punishments, you're going to have to be very quiet, very docile, very obedient, and I imagine that's going to be very hard for you to do. You'll probably try us a few times to see if this is real. Most captives do. And if you want to, be my guest, because it's all part of the game. Now, let's discuss talking. You cannot talk. You cannot speak, unless you've been given permission. I believe that rule gets more bitches in trouble than anything else, because they can't keep their damn mouth shut. They always want to whine and beg and plead and try to talk me into turning them loose. I used to listen to it, but I don't anymore. I enjoy blessed silence. Around here, your mouth is for sucking, not talking. Around here, the only time I ever want to hear you initiate speech is if you have to use the restroom, and you'll learn to do that properly too. Master, may I use the restroom? Or mistress, may I please use the restroom? In response, we will ask you what you need to do. If you have to pee, you'll say pee master or pee mistress. If you have to crap, you'll say crap master or crap mistress. And it will be done this way because quite often, you'll be in heavy restraints, a lot of straps on your body, chains on your wrists and ankles, a bunch of stuff like that that's time-consuming and hard to get loose. If you have to pee, we'll use a bedpan. If you have to shit, you may have to hold it a while. Whatever the case, we need to know. And you definitely need to tell us. Because if you make a mess, you're going to be punished and you'll have to clean it up. Now, I think I've covered the basics pretty thoroughly. You know to keep your mouth shut and not to try to talk. You know the proper way to say master and mistress, and you know how you're expected to act and respond to commands. If you can learn to do all that, there will not be a great deal of punishment, and we'll get along pretty good. Whew. This is where the side A of David Parker Ray's audio tape ends, and side 2 begins, and it's just as bad, so let's get through it. Side 2 is about to begin now. There's going to be a lot of other things done to your body besides just fucking and sucking. But for that, for the most part, you'll either be in stringent bondage or strapped down to the gynecology table. You won't be able to struggle or resist in any way. Now, you're going to be required to learn fast. Training is not one of my favorite things to do, and I prefer fucking around with a slave that's already trained. I've already given you the basics, so there's not that much more to learn. But until you accept the fact that you're a slave, you're going to have a problem with it. Remember that each time you fuck up, you're going to be punished. And after it happens a few times, you're really going to dread it. Some girls tend to be a little rebellious. I sure as hell wouldn't advise that, because that'll get you in serious trouble. Here, you definitely need to be docile. You're not in any position to be otherwise. We've done this so many times that we know exactly what we like to do with a slave. We don't go out of our way to brutalize a girl. If you don't give us any trouble, we won't do any more to your body than is necessary to satisfy our sexual needs. Initially, when we've got a new girl in the playroom, we're kind of like a kid with a new toy. You're fresh and exciting, and we're going to spend a lot of time playing with you. Later, after the newness wears off, things will settle into something of a routine. We'll only be spending 3 or 4 hours each day in the playroom. You're going to have a lot of free time to rest, sleep, watch TV, or whatever. If you're acting halfway decent, you'll be left in a reasonably comfortable position so that you can relax. As far as sex goes, your mistress is going to want her pussy eaten a couple of times a day. For my part, I like getting off in a slave 2 times a day, maybe 3 times a day sometimes. Usually in her mouth or in her asshole. Don't get me wrong, I'm going to be sticking my dick in your cunt once in a while too. But for the most part, when I use that hole, it's going to be with large dildos. We're going to be in and out of the room several times each day, but you will have a lot of free time. Now, I got to tell you that there's another side to this coin. Once in a while, we get a bitch that's resentful, rebellious, won't mind, and uncooperative. That doesn't work here. I'm sure that you realize that you're on thin ice. As long as you have chains on your body, don't try either one of us. It is an extremely dangerous thing to do, because if necessary, I'm capable of doing things to your body and torturing you in ways that you can't even imagine. The playroom is equipped with a full set of surgical instruments, which I have had to use on occasion and will use again as necessary. I've already told you what'll happen if you bite. To be completely safe here, you have to be docile. If you should accidentally or otherwise hurt, scratch, or kick either one of us, you could be in very serious trouble. I'm sure that you want to survive this experience, and I want you to also. But you are expendable, and it's no big deal to go out and snatch a replacement. It may sound harsh and cold, but if you give us too much trouble, if you pose any kind of threat to us, I won't have any qualms about slicing your throat. Like I said before, I don't like killing girls that we bring here, but occasionally things happen. What can I say? I would really hate to have to dump that pretty little body of yours off in a canyon somewhere to rot. I'm not trying to scare you. That's just the way it is. Be nice. Keep your mouth shut. Learn the rules and survive. We're into S&M and you're going to be hurt a little. But everything we do to a girl is designed to cause pain, not injury. There is a big difference. No matter how painful it is, nothing we plan to do to your body will cause any serious or permanent damage. I'm not lying to you or trying to make it sound easier because that would be pointless. I'm just telling you like it is. That's the way we do things, and that's the way it's going to be unless we have a problem with you. Now, I've already told you that you're going to be whipped lightly for pleasure. The electroshock will be used lightly for pleasure. Most of our other nasty little things that we're going to do, for the most part, will be done to your breast, nipples, and between your legs. The lady is fortunate. She can get off anytime. She just likes to be a little sadistic with a slave once in a while. In my case, though, I can only get off with a girl if I hurt her first. That's basically the reason I'm into rape and slavery and the reason that you're going to be subjected to a certain amount of pain. Mostly, what we do to a captive is stick needles in her breast and through her nipples, through her cunt lips, and through her clit. And I'm into stretching certain things. Clamps with a long nylon cord on each side will occasionally be put on your cunt lips so your pussy can be kept pulled open. And there's also going to be some attached to your nipples. The nylon cords will be put through the ceiling ring and rings on each side of the table and pulled very tightly to stretch your tits. Occasionally, your clit will also be clamped and stretched, and we're going to be using dildos. The dildos are going to be used a lot more than anything else, and consequently, what you're going to have the most trouble with. Many of them are long, very large in diameter, and very painful while they're being forced in. Your mistress will use them in your pussy, and I like to use them in both holes. Actually, that pretty well covers it. There's going to be a few other things we do, nothing of any great consequence, and often just variety. As far as the needles go, they'll always be sterilized. The clamps are going to hurt like a motherfucker, but they won't cause any permanent damage. They don't even break the skin. As far as dildos go, both of those holes between your legs will stretch a hell of a lot. It'll hurt, but they'll stretch. Your pussy is designed for a baby to come out of it, and we won't use anything bigger than that. The really large ones won't be used in your butt. I don't want to stretch that hole so big that it isn't usable for fucking. Anyway, that pretty well covers that part of it. Let's see. What have I missed? Let's talk about screaming. Every once in a while, we get a screamer. Some bitch that just wants to scream all the time. And it definitely gets them into trouble because it gets on my nerves. Very shortly, that gag is going to be removed. We live in an isolated area, so screaming is usually not a problem. And in the playroom, it's not usually a problem at all because of the soundproofing. But it irritates the fuck out of me. There's a time and a place. And occasionally, I like to hear a bitch scream, but not usually. The only thing that screaming is going to get you around here is a lot of punishment. And if you do it habitually, I'll just keep the ball gag in your mouth at all times. It'll only be taken out for you to eat and suck. And I've already told you about talking. Don't try to initiate a conversation. Don't say anything. You will be punished. If you're a smoker, now's a good time to quit. I'm not going to buy your cigarettes, and if you ask for one, the only thing that's going to get you is a few whip marks. Remember, when you're asked a question, you say yes, master, or no, master. If you have to go to the restroom, it's master or mistress. May I please go to the restroom? Anytime that you are given a command, always acknowledge the order verbally with yes, master, and then obey the order. That's not too difficult. A bright little thing like you should be able to learn it real fast. There are sometimes when you're under stress, a certain amount of stress, and you may forget. But that's no excuse. Each time you fuck up, you're gonna be punished. After you're here a few days, it'll eventually become automatic, and there'll no longer be a problem. I realize that after a while, when I take the gag off, you're gonna want to try to talk to me. Talk me into turning you loose and such. It's because with your wrists and ankles chained, your mouth is the only defense you have, but don't do it. It won't work, and all it'll bring is punishment. Your first day here is not going to be difficult. There won't be any serious dungeon games. Your training has already been initiated, so you'll have to be very careful what you say and how you act. But for the most part, there's just going to be a little exploring. We'll become very familiar with your body and do a little fucking and sucking. We may tease you a little bit with some of our more humane toys, but nothing serious. It's going to be kind of an adjustment period. Don't say anything. Don't struggle or resist, no matter what we do. Because we're going to start enforcing the rules immediately. Now later, I'm going to be asking you a bunch of questions. Since I'm going to be caring for your body for the next month or two or three, there are certain things that I need to know. I have prepared a questionnaire that I fill out with each new captive. Some of the questions are going to be embarrassing, but you should answer them truthfully and completely. You damn well better. I don't want to catch you in a lie. The questions will be in reference to your physical condition, any medical conditions that I need to know about. Medications, sex habits, sexual preferences, any childbirths you might have had, period dates, and so forth. Now, your training's already started. Each time I ask you one of these questions on the questionnaire, there's going to be a proper way to answer it, which I'll tell you about in a few minutes. While we're going through the questionnaire, you're going to be strapped down on a gynecology table. Your feet will be up in stirrups and your knees will be pulled wide apart with everything exposed. I like to keep a girl that way while she's answering the questions so I can examine and verify anything that she might tell me which might affect her use as a sex slave. If you do have any medical conditions, by all means, let me know. We'll discuss it and we may make adjustments. We won't turn you loose, but we may make adjustments. We're probably going to be starting this questionnaire pretty soon. You will be naked and you'll be strapped down on a gynecology table so you can't wiggle or squirm around. You'll be talking quite a bit answering questions, so I'm sure we'll start your speech training at the same time. Consequently, before we start the questionnaire, two small electrical clamps will be put on your nipples. Each time a question is asked, you will respond properly. For instance, if I ask you how old you are, you'll respond by saying, "Master, I'm 19 years old." Answer the questions completely and say nothing else. If the question requires a yes or no answer, say yes, master, or no, master. If I ask you your period dates, you say, "Master, my period is so-and-so." If I ask you about childbirth, you say, "No, master," or "Master, I had a baby a year ago," or whatever. Always start each sentence by saying, "Master," and take your time. We're not going to be in a hurry. Think about what you're going to say before you say it, because each time you fuck up, I'm going to press a little button and send a few thousand volts of electricity through your nipples right down into your tits. You're in training, so it'll be a quick blast. I'm not going to hold it down and torture you, but each time you screw up, it's going to be a little bit worse. So take your time. Answer the questions properly. I'm not going to push you. We're not going to be in any hurry. Think about each thing you're going to say and be damn sure you start your sentence with "Master." If you can get through that okay, get your speech down pat, keep your mouth shut, and don't give us any trouble, then the first day is going to be real pleasant for everybody. I'm going to put some dildos in those holes between your legs, but they won't be the big ones. Basically, I just want to become familiar with your sex organs and the size of your holes. All girls are different. During the course of the day, you're going to be raped several times, but that's no big deal. The second day, after you get totally familiar with the rules and procedures, we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. A lot of it will not be very pleasant for you, but you might as well get used to it because it's going to be like that for a while. Eventually, things will settle down a little, then just take it day by day. Well, I believe I've told you everything that I can, and I cannot predict the future, and I cannot predict the changes of procedure. But if this tape is being played for you, I have to assume that it's still reasonably accurate, and I can only give you some advice. Be smart and be a survivor. Don't ever scream. Don't talk without permission. Be very quiet. Be docile and obedient, and by all means, show proper respect. Have a nice day. And that was finally the end of the audio tape that David Parker Ray would play for his victims after he would wake them up from kidnapping them and sedating them. He would place them in his toy box where they would wake up and then be played this audio tape. It would basically be the first thing that they heard. If you somehow managed to make it all the way through to the end of this audio transcript reading, then you are definitely a real one and I commend you. Because that was extremely tough for me to read, think about, and even harder to say some of that shit out loud. I had originally planned to go into David's early childhood and some of what made him this way, but I feel like I need a really long shower after that, so I'm just going to stop it here. We can get into the regular type of episode next week. I'm just thinking that y'all are probably wondering the same few things that I was wondering after I read and heard some of this audio transcript. How does one person become so deranged? And secondly, which is something I don't think I mentioned, is that David had a longtime girlfriend who was an accomplice and was freely helping him with this shit. So my second question, how do two people that are this sick and twisted even find each other? I can barely find people I like to hold a conversation with. I don't know how these two managed to find each other and even figure out that they were both into this. I'm really sorry. I just felt like it would not do this case justice to not read through the entire audio transcript. So next week, we'll start off the episode just like normal, David's early childhood, and then get into his crimes. And then we'll never have to talk about, hear, or read this tape again, and that would be great. So I guess let's do it again. Same time, same place next Wednesday. Just not this creepy. See you then.
That's how my mama
murdered a podcast.